You are now listening to Fairy Tale Stories from Pod Hour. Enjoy this story and be sure to subscribe for more stories in the future. Long ago, in the faraway land of Marathia, there was a forgotten kingdom hidden behind a veil of mist and magic. This realm was home to powerful elemental stones, each possessing the ability to control one of the four elements: earth, water, fire, and air. These stones maintained the balance of nature and protected the land from chaos and destruction. In a quaint village near the edge of the Misty Vale, there lived a courageous and curious young girl named Zara. She had grown up hearing stories of the fabled stones and the lost kingdom, and she longed to uncover the truth behind the ancient legends. One day, Zara discovered an old, worn scroll in her grandmother's library. The scroll contained a prophecy that spoke of a chosen one who would restore balance to the world by finding and uniting the elemental stones. Zara felt a deep connection to the prophecy and knew in her heart that she was destined to embark on this epic quest. Guided by the prophecy and accompanied by her loyal, spirited fox named Ember, Zara set out on her journey to find the lost kingdom and the fabled stones. Along the way, she encountered magical beings and creatures that offered their assistance and wisdom. In the depths of the Whispering Woods, Zara discovered the Stone of Earth, guarded by the ancient, wise Tree of Ages. With its power to control the earth and nurture life, the stone became the first piece of the puzzle in Zara's quest. Next, she ventured to the bottom of the Sapphire Sea, where she found the Stone of Water, protected by a benevolent, shimmering sea serpent named Nalura. The stone granted Zara the ability to control water, bend its form, and purify its essence. Ascending the fiery slopes of Mount Pyra, Zara braved the heat and flames to retrieve the Stone of Fire, watched over by a majestic, ruby-eyed phoenix. With the stone's power, she gained control over fire, harnessing its warmth and energy for the greater good. Lastly, she journeyed to the Skyward Citadel, a floating castle hidden among the clouds, where she obtained the Stone of Air, guarded by the elusive and graceful Wind Dancers. The stone bestowed upon Zara the power to manipulate the air, creating gentle breezes or powerful gusts at her command. With all four elemental stones in her possession, Zara and Ember returned to the edge of the Misty Vale, where the Forgotten Kingdom awaited. Uniting the stones, Zara unlocked the power that had been dormant for centuries, restoring balance to the land and lifting the veil that had hidden the kingdom from the world. The once forgotten kingdom was restored to its former glory, the elemental stones re-establishing the harmony of nature and protecting the land from harm. Zara was celebrated as a hero, her courage, wisdom, and determination having brought about a new era of peace and prosperity. Zara continued to explore the vast lands of Marathia, her adventures guided by the elemental stones and her faithful companion, Ember. The legend of Zara's quest and the fabled stones of Marathia lived on, inspiring generations to believe in the power of balance, the importance of unity, and the unwavering resilience of the human spirit in the face of adversity.